You're listening to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dear Alice. Today, we're talking about laundry rooms.
Oh, our chores.
Yeah, chore time, right? That's what we think of. I want you to think of that we're going to make the laundry room feel like a powder bath.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes,
like, I just think it should feel so you. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it should make you, it should make your psyche, like, super stoked about laundry. Because then when you go in there, it won't feel like the dungeon and, like, you've been sent down there to do chores, exiled to do chores in this terrible laundry room.
And it already smells amazing. So you've already figured out your signature scent.
Right.
Hopefully you have a detergent you love.
Ooh, and if you haven't, do that.
Well, I know. Put your laundry detergent.
You don't even need a candle. This is so embarrassing, but I just barely discovered Myers. Because, I mean, I know uh-huh. about Myers. It's in my kitchen, whatever. But for laundry, we went to stay at a beach house this summer in California. And the people that were there before us had this big jug of Myers left over. And the kitchen smelled amazing. And then when I went to the laundry, I was like, oh, this is just the laundry detergent. So I used it and the whole house smelled so good that I was like, why are we using pods when my house could smell like this? So lately, I've been doing Myers. How about you? What do you like?
We get the big Tide thing of the pods.
Just like me.
At the Costco's.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally.
I'm going to try the Myers, though.
You should. It will thank you back. And okay. As you start descending down your stairs, Suzanne Hall, you'll be smelling a waft of delicious smell. And you'll be like, perhaps I got a diffuser down here. It's not. It's just the laundry.
It's like a tropical vacation.
It is.
I love their cleaning supplies. Like, laundry, yeah. We always, it's just like it's...
You think we're sponsored by Myers right now?
Yeah, I know, for real. Yeah, we're totally.
Hashtag ad.
Sometimes we'll just like spray it, just like not even be cleaning, just like because it smells so good.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, my Pilates studio uses it to wash down all the equipment. We spray it and wipe it down, and we're just like, everybody after class would be like, what is this if they're new to class? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells great. So that's what I've been using lately, and I love it. But I think if we think about the laundry room as a place that smells great and it's cute because you've wallpapered it and it's got that really fun tile pattern going on and you've got, you know, a really beautiful glass containers of all your detergents and what have yous. If it's organized in such a way and designed in such a way that it just is like your happy place, maybe you even put a little TV in there so that you can, watch a love story.
Stool at the island.
Watch whatever you want. Yeah. maybe it could be a happy place. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the laundry room today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
Super fun. Okay. So let's start with a question. This is by from @JenWoodburn. And it was on our ALID channel. She said, can you mix metals with light fixtures? I have mostly nickel, but I want to introduce brass into the laundry room.
Yeah, girl, put brass in your laundry room. I think all day, every day, we're going to say mix your metals. And in the case of polished nickel, that is such a utility metal that we're always going to do that for our faucets and for anything that like is going to be there for a long time. Stuff like your lights, your hardware, that's jewelry. That's just bonus.
Yeah.
Bonus points. And so you should do it in brass. If you love brass, throw it in there. We love that. And again, that's one of those... I love that she's thinking about it though, as a pocket of space that she gets to enjoy. And she's excited about a light for her laundry room because this is something that we have to do. Like we're all doing laundry. We always have pictures of like our living rooms and our masters and these beautiful spaces. But the matter of the fact is that a lot of our time is spent in the kitchen at the sink and by the washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. So we should pay attention to those spaces and put the gold fixture in there for
sure.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. And if you guys are, like really wanting to wallpaper something and you're not sure where to start, powder bath is obviously an obvious answer to that because it's so small and it's a good way to dip your toe in the water. The laundry room is also begging you to wallpaper it and to give it a personality and to make you really happy about doing that chore. Like take a risk in there, do something that's all you. This doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to agree with your significant other. This is just for you.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun too, because in a laundry room, there's usually a lot, obviously you have the space that the washer and dryer are taking up, but you likely have cupboards as well as storing things. So the amount of wall space that you actually have is very, very little, right?
Yeah, totally.
So a lot of times we'll even take the wallpaper on the walls and onto the ceiling so we can fill it even more impactfully. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah.
Throw paper on it.
And don't do what I did. I wallpapered my laundry room. Confessions. We should have a section on every podcast. Called. And then I want you to play Confessions by Usher right at the beginning.
Confession.
Yeah, yes. That. Okay, so
coming soon.
my confession is that I used a wallpaper in my laundry room, and it's the background is like a light off-whitey taupe, and then it has the slightest baby fawn gray graphic flower on top of it. And mama can't even see her wallpaper. It's so neutral. The floor I went really wild on. and there is very little wall. And I ended up hanging a huge like cork board that has a gold gilded frame on it where I put everybody's wedding announcements and, you know, all the things that are happening so that I won't forget to, you know, buy them a gift or whatever. And then there's cupboards. And so the amount of wallpaper, you just forget it's going, there's way too many heroes happening because there's, you know, a lot happening in a laundry room anyway. So don't be neutral on your wallpaper or you won't know that you wallpapered it.
No. And another, I mean, speaking of cupboards though, too, you could do a colored cabinet in there.
Oh, please.
Again, yeah. It's closed off. Nobody goes in there. It's not like you're bringing, you might want to bring your guests back here after you're done.
Yeah.
But typically you're not bringing your guests into your laundry room. That is just for you.
Yeah.
So have pink cupboards or green cupboards or whatever you want to have that ties back into the wallpaper. And this will no doubt be the space that you want to bring your guests to and be like, you've got to come check my laundry room out.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. I just got new hardware that corresponds with my wallpaper.
Love it. Anyway. Yeah, totally. Go all in with it. It's a powder bath of sorts, or should be, and could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Amen.
So good. Okay. So yes to mixing metals. A few other points we wanted to talk about was, should you double stack your washer and dryers or should they just live side by side? What are your thoughts on it, Sue?
Okay. Everyone has busy lives, and it depends on if you have a lot of kids, how much laundry you're doing a day, how efficient the time that you get home needs to be. For me right now, because I work, you know, we're busy. We have an infant. We have, you know, Nolan has a school outfit and then he always picked out an after school outfit. So a lot of shirts are going through the system.
Basically a celebrity.
Yeah. Anyway, we have so much laundry. And so the idea in my mind, the end goal is to have two stackable washer and dryer. So I can have two loads going at one time. Mm-hmm. Both loads go into the dryer. Then two more loads get to go into the washer again. Mm-hmm. And I get done in like half the time. And anyway, cause I just have these very specific pockets of time that I can dedicate to laundry, you know, once a day, if not every other day, you know, because we have that much laundry we're turning out. So I, in my mind, I have one stackable up and down, and my goal is to have two stackable up and down because that is the goal. But like we just did a consultation with a gal who's, you know, she's an empty nester. Her kids have moved out. It's just her and her husband, and we're redesigning her laundry room. And when it came to ask her if she would like to, I'm like, there's no reason to even ask because it's just them. Like they don't need that extra expense. And we'd rather use that real estate for things that she would actually use. Cause it takes up, washer and dryers are so deep.
They are
so big.
Yeah.
That it doesn't make sense in her case. And for you too, you know, you were kind of talking about your situation that.
Yeah. I just have one kid left at home now and mine sit side by side on the floor and there's a counter over the top of them. So I can use that space to fold laundry on top of, and my laundry room can feel bigger because it's a small space because you can see to the back of the wall at eye level, where if they were double stacked, two of them, you know, side by side, my whole laundry room would feel like machines. Yeah, it depends on the size of your laundry room. It depends on the size of your family and kind of how you like to do that chore. But for people that do run a large household, I think that's, you know, the American dream. Or the stackable ones are great in closets, in your primary bathroom for you and your significant other. Because then you can just get out of the shower, throw your towels and, you know, undergarments or whatever into them and, you know, have no laundry, essentially, because you could always have something going that way. And I think that's the American dream for a lot of people, is to have a laundry room and then to have something in their closet that they can just put their personal items in.
Yeah. And we kind of opened up this question to like the designers, like in at our firm. And it, I don't know, it kind of was a consensus that if you have like a primary laundry room, you have a laundry room in a master, people are like, do we also do one for the kids? And if you have children that will do laundry, kudos for you. Happy for you. Mm-hmm. But it also kind of came up that you're like, I don't know if I want to know that there's that many things that need to be rotated, you know, or I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to see like a mildewy like load that's been sitting in the washer and not gotten transferred because my kids are jerks.
Yeah.
And they didn't transfer in time. So anyway, kind of think about that too. It's like where is your primary laundry? Does it need to be by your master? I know, Corey, you're building and you did yours by your master bedroom because that's where, you know, at the end of the day, that's where you guys are and want to have it.
Yep. Yeah. We were just walking. We just put a pocket door in the wall of our closet so we can just walk straight into the laundry room from there. I mean, because let's be realistic, Grady's not doing any laundry. Mm-hmm, so it's going to be us. Might as well be closest to us. That's kind of what we thought. So,
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, we have a good friend too that she is like, every time we Marco Polo with her, kid you not, she's always doing laundry.
Always.
Every single time.
Four kids. And I think she just does laundry for a living. I wonder if she's doing other people's laundry.
She might be.
I wonder if she's doing laundry for a living. Nicole, I'm bringing you mine. We're going to drop off our laundry too. I think though too, for her, she lets her kids only wear something once and then they wash it. Where I have little girls and if it wasn't smelly or dirty, then I would have them wear it twice.
Boys are disgusting.
I probably shouldn't admit that, but when they were toddlers, like constantly slobbering and boogering, you know, and food all over them.
So gross.
But then they get to an age where they're like 9 and 10 and 11 and, you know, they're just like, you know, quietly playing with dolls or whatever. So I don't know. It's just, it was just different. I still had way more laundry back then, but she has four kids. So yeah, she does laundry all the time.
Hers is right off of her kitchen,
right?
Which makes sense because if you can imagine, if she put her laundry system up by her master bedroom, she'd be schlepping stuff up and down those stairs.
She wouldn't be able to.
She wouldn't be able to do it. So her placement makes sense for her station right now.
Off the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Totally. So. Let's talk about drying. I feel like so many people today do not put their clothes in a dryer. And they're hanging them. And I know this is true for me. My banister is right outside my laundry room and it's constantly covered in my denim is draped over the railing, the, you know, whatever it is. I'm just always like gathering up stuff off the railing. It's, you know, at the end of the, or in the morning, cause I did it at night or something. So it's essentially become my clothesline and it's kind of eating away at the wood on my railing. So what are we, for clients that are smart and are building today, do we want to talk about ways that we can help dry clothes without using a dryer?
Yeah. Majority of clients want to have that option. So we'll often do a rod in their laundry room. So that usually sits over like a bank of cabinets or where their sink is or above their washer and dryer. We'll do a rod that they can just hang everything on. If they don't have room for that, there's so many interesting options, ones that you've seen that are actually on the wall. If you have a spare wall that can like flip down, not in the middle of traffic, and hang things there. Also, they have really cool systems that are actually built into the drawers. So it's actually integrated into the top drawer and you pull it out and it has those slats that you can just do all your hand drying. So we'll do one or two of those if that's the best situation. So there's lots of different ways to do it. And it just kind of depends on the real estate you're working with. Mm-hmm. But kind of cool that like, it's probably from RevaShelf. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't ever explored RevaShelf, it's really fun just because they just have, if you love organizing, which most of us do, just because it makes us more sane. There's so many different, I don't know, ways to make our lives easier. And that's one of them. I'm pretty sure it's one of their inserts that can pull out from their drawer and become that system.
Yeah.
And really smart space saving trick. So.
Yeah. One of the things we did at a client's remodel too, in her laundry room, she air dries everything, everything she owns. So we did do the, like a clothing rod that hangs above her sink actually in there. And so she can, you know, fold her denim over a hanger and just, you know, hang it or button a blouse over it and hang it. But for like undergarments and like underwear, bras, you know, more delicate things, she has inside, instead of a drawer, when you pull it out, it's a screen. And we've done a bank of those so she can pull those out and just set her delicates on that. and let them air dry, which worked out really great too. So awesome products. And we'll show you pictures of that in the show notes so you can see how that turned out.
Yeah.
But gosh, so many great things too. There's also like ballet rods in closets that you can, that are retractable that you could pull out and hang something damp on. Yeah, if you wanted to do that in your closet. Yeah. If you don't have room in your laundry room. Yeah.
No, this is the reason we put a pocket door in our, from our closet too. So we're just going to have a regular swinging door. Mm-hmm. My wife has to dry. I think that's why I'm not allowed to do laundry anymore.
Yeah.
Part of the reason is I dry things that shouldn't be dried, I guess. So she likes to hang everything. We couldn't, the way the door swung, the only wall you couldn't see from coming up our stairs and looking into our laundry room, the door would have swung into it. So we would have no room for a rack. So that's why we put a pocket door there. So we can put a rack on the wall that you don't see.
Nice.
Because we just didn't want like a bunch of like hanging clothes. And that's what the first thing you see when you walk upstairs. So that's probably another thing to consider is like, where's going to be the best placement for this? How do you need to rearrange things in your build process to, I don't know, like to take advantage of the vantage points.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I like that. Another thing, if you are building, there are new dry cleaning machines and steam machines that are like a stand up, like the height of it is not as high as if you're stacking a wash and dryer, but it is tall enough to be able to fit a full length dress in it. So you can hang it up, shut the little cupboard door on it, and then it will dry clean the item. They're about $1,500. And for those of you that dry clean a lot, I mean, you're going to have that paid for sure in like 1 year.
Per use.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you were just to, you know, I think dry clean a long hang gown, it'd probably be $50 or something. So yeah, it definitely would pay for itself over time. So if you're building right now, that's something that you could look into because you definitely want to have the width and the height. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you could add it afterward.
Are those machines that are like dry cleaning and like washing in one, or it's a different?
Dry cleaning is a whole different process. Okay. So you would, instead of washing and drying it, you would dry clean it. You'd put it in that.
But it's the same in the same unit or not?
No, it's a tall, skinny unit. Okay. And so I've even seen people like just add that if you're not building and you just want to add it, they have just standalone ones. Mm-hmm. You can actually just, if you have the room for it, just throw it into your laundry room. But if you can't integrate it, you need to do a little bit more research on that. But I imagine there's ways to integrate that into your built-ins and just have that so you can open up the door and throw your suits in there.
Yeah.
So it would be so nice.
Yeah. I don't know any of the reviews on them either, but if I were building today, I would definitely be reading up on that. For I would love that thing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
What about the laundry line? Weren't we talking about that? There's some people that wanted to kind of do the old fashioned way and like hang up a laundry line outside. Oh. I know it sounds so archaic, but
no, I think it sounds romantic. So dreamy to be able to have your sheets dried out there, your linen sheets or whatever. And
it'd be a Downy commercial.
It'd be so fresh. Yeah. Are you kidding? People have chickens today. Why wouldn't they have a...
I should have that.
You should.
100%.
That would be so artisan of you.
Like in the winter. Like what did... You know what I mean? Like that's how
it's
people...
It's only meant for sunny. It's only meant for California.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it discriminates against Utah winters.
Yeah.
I know.
That's when you do what I do and hang it over the stair railing.
Okay.
It's a good look.
They also have retractable lines too, that you can put that on a wall and then you just have a hook on another wall and you can just like,
you go.
Just zip it in and click it and then hang your stuff there.
And then your entire primary bedroom could become your laundry line. Cheers. Or something.
Yeah. Buy several. Make it like an obstacle course for your children.
Make a little fort.
That'd be wonderful.
Options, people.
If you are building, I think it probably goes without saying, but tile is usually the best floor for a laundry room because of, you know, wetness and whatnot. You never know if you have to like hand wash something, scrub it in that sink. And there's just a lot of water involved with laundry. Or let's say your washer breaks. You don't want that to ruin your wood floors. So this is also another fun interior design opportunity is to get jiggy with your floor pattern. We love to create floor patterns at Alice Lane out of larger scale marble or tile of some sort. Usually natural stones. And mine are cut on a diagonal and there's kind of a bow tie, two limestones that come together in my mud hall that runs into my laundry room. Most people, or a lot of times often, the mud hall and the laundry room could be shared. Like not shared, but they're two separate rooms, but that floor pattern.
One another.
Yeah. And it's kind of a space enlarging trick to have it run from one room to the other. If both those rooms are small, it makes them both feel bigger. But just don't forget that when you're thinking about your laundry room and what it's kind of what it's, I don't know, what its vibe is going to be.
Destiny.
Yeah, it's destiny. I like it. We often start with the floor, but if you start with wallpaper, you could always go look in the fun stone patterns, tiles, mosaics, whatever. But have fun with that floor. Yeah. It doesn't have to be just like utilitarian fake.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't have to look like a gas station.
True. And honestly, if you're currently living in a home and this is, you're thinking about remodeling your laundry room, it's likely that you just have a 12 by 12 square, you know, either a porcelain or a travertine tile or something that's just like stacked normal. Mm-hmm. And that's a bummer. You know, like you could be, unless you're going to get a really rad rug in there. I would well, even with that, think about your floor, because honestly, the square footage of a laundry room isn't that much typically. Yeah. And so I think it's something worth investing in for sure.
Definitely. And if you're building, make sure that they give you a window into that room.
Please.
Yeah.
So often some of these utility spaces get put on the interior of the home, but if you can have a window, what a luxury.
Yeah.
That is.
So nice to have daylight coming in and it just feels really happy.
Open up the window, let the fresh air.
So fun. And you can have a cute little Roman shade in there. Mm-hmm. So if they haven't thought of it or they didn't put a window in that room, have them pop a window. Totally. So fun. And you could even have them do like a round window or something like that in a laundry room. Wouldn't
clever
that be fun?
Cat.
Yeah. I love that idea.
I love that journey for you.
Totally. So we spend a lot of time in there and it just should be a really, really fun and pleasant space. It doesn't need to feel like a chore. Let's talk about... the laundry chute. How many of you guys grew up with a laundry chute?
My old house just barely had one.
Ah, no way. It's fun, huh? Yeah. I grew up with one.
We used it all of the time.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like our laundry room was two levels down.
Yeah.
You don't want to walk two levels. Like just throw it down.
It's the best.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like the suburbia dream. I always wanted one. Like,
yeah. Do you want to hear how funny the placement of ours was growing up? Over the master toilet. In my parents' bathroom, okay. A little oak door. My mom listens to this podcast, so I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this right, Mom. But it's a little oak door. It was like honey oak. Do you remember 1980s?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Yeah, with a honey oak casing on it. Mm-hmm. Same kitchen hardware on it, and you just open.
White ceramic.
It's like brass with a white ceramic bead in the middle. You guys can picture it. You just open that little puppy and... throw your laundry down.
Ours was basically just cut whole out.
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
There was no like ventilation. Like there was no like.
Oh, ours, I feel like had a silver lining, like a ventilation would. And then it landed in a cupboard above the washer machine. So my mom would just open it and open the washer and dump it in. And inevitably there'd be like, you know, the kids, the baby stuffed animals were not, because they thought it was funny to like open it and throw their stuff in. Mm-hmm. So you never knew what would land in the laundry chute. Fun for the whole family. Yeah. But that was one way to gather laundry on one level and get it to the other pretty seamlessly and efficiently. We haven't done a laundry chute for so long.
Should do a laundry chute.
For a client.
You guys want a laundry chute?
It's a pretty fun, I think it's a fun way to grow up. Like you can hear how stoked Corey and I are about our old laundry chutes. And we're like, why don't we have that?
So and the envy in my voice for not having one.
Right.
Did you have to go into like your parents' bathroom then to like use it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe definitely. Figure out maybe, better maybe placement.
It was probably almost fun as a kid to be like, oh, I'm going to go throw my stuff. Right. It wasn't as like taking your laundry to laundry.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. My mom and dad's bathroom was upstairs and all the kids' bathrooms were downstairs. So we would just bring our stuff into the laundry room. The laundry room was downstairs with all the kids' bedrooms. But if we happened to be upstairs, or maybe we even ran upstairs to use the chute because it was so fun. So I think primarily it was for my parents to get their own laundry downstairs without having to run it all the way down.
Servicing the up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes.
Because back in those days, there was only one such thing as one laundry room. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have a stackable upstairs and then have a kid's laundry room downstairs. So
tell RL about having one in his master closet.
I should tell him that that's a thing today. Yeah. No, he just put a shoot in. Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's like, it's still fun. Yeah. For a grown man.
Yeah. I was just, shoots were a thing that always happened back in the day. Yeah. But
I think, is it maybe because the layouts are a little bit different? I feel like in my house, like it, they're next to all the bedrooms, so it wouldn't make sense. Right.
Yeah. No.
So I don't know. I guess maybe just design, like you could, if you had it, do it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The ability. Works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Okay. What else do we want to talk about? Let's talk about the organization of the laundry room really quick.
Yeah. I think if you can have a well-organized laundry room, like it makes it so enjoyable. If you have like, I don't know, drawers where like notions go. And obviously if you're a fan of Container Store, just go load up on all the fun things. But, I feel like in the laundry room, that's where a lot of things end up being. If you don't have a spot for like light bulbs and tape and, you know, just like a lot of times the laundry rooms that we do also are also like a craft room or a sewing room, and like they're larger spaces that, or your wrapping room, that's where like all your wrapping stuff goes. So knowing like what, how big your laundry room, what it can hold, what, how it needs to function is kind of how you organize it, which is so much fun.
Yeah, I agree. I have a shelf on top of my washer and dryer because they're side by sides. And on top of that shelf, I've got a couple glass containers with detergents that are powders in them with scoops. I've also got a glass container full of pods. And then in my cupboard is where I hide all the squirts and sprays. We all have stain removers and, you know, just different cleaning products. And the, I feel like that is where they use the brightest fluorescents, is in the laundry aisle. Am I right? You're right. They also use a lot of like swirly motions in graphics, and it is just a punch in the retina. So nobody wants to see that. So I hide those in my cupboard, but I try to keep it just really clean and edited. All the powders are mostly white that are in my glass containers, and it just feels really edited. And then above that is my bar where I can hang, you know, clothing on a hanger. And I make sure all those hangers are the same. Yep. So one thing that's kind of tricky about it is I use wooden hangers in there, but then I use black velvet ones in my closet. So I have to take the thing off once it's dry and put it on the right hanger. So maybe uniforming that. There's just something about putting wet, like a wet white linen shirt on a black velvet hanger that feels wrong.
Feel right.
So that's why I put those on wood hangers. But I don't know. Anyway, the uniformity feels really clean because that room is all about cleanliness. And then obviously fun wallpaper on the walls, fun floor underfoot.
Fun light.
Yes, beautiful light. And I think if you can go for a colored cabinet, it would be really fun. I have a white cabinet and anemic wallpaper going for me. So I'm basically losing at life, but it does feel clean in there and smells like Myers. So that part's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yours is more open too. I think, I don't know, everything kind of like goes from one area to the other, from like there around the corner to your kitchen. So anyway, so depending on the placement or if you have a closed door, obviously note that vantage point of how it's going to fill with the rest of the house and accompanying rooms.
Yeah, that's so true. So and I really only close the door there if there's company coming over. Yeah. Otherwise it's like always open. Yeah,
I didn't even know you had a door there.
Yeah. So it just kind of talks back to the rest of the space, but that's something to consider, you know, is the adjacency of rooms and the design of that space. And if the door is open, closed, if it needs to get along with other things. So,
totally.
Yeah. Anyway, and if you are going to be doing, I don't know where you guys like to fold your laundry. If you like to fold it in your laundry room, maybe consider putting a television in there for yourself. You could like get lost in a fun,
Schitt's Creek.
You've got mail or yeah, some Nancy Myers film, chick flicks. That space can both be darling. It can smell good and you could get lost in a really good movie.
Yeah. I can imagine like going in there to hide.
Or you could hide in there. You could go have a,
know who you are.
You could go have a good hard cry and you should have a drawer full of candy bars. If you're
100%
hiding.
100% should.
Yeah.
Mom's stash.
This is your special place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're in a safe place.
Totally. Anyway, laundry can be a beautiful thing and a fun thing. And I hope this helps. And I exhort you all to go out there and, just find your spirit animal and get it on the walls and have a good time with this space before the end of the year. That's your homework.
Resolutions.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we're going to put a lot of these images, up on, the show notes, right, Corey?
Yes.
awesome. And if you guys have any questions or would like to have us do an episode on anything, just send that to Dear Alice at alicelanehome.com. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.